Hi, this is Randy Landry, and this is my 40th podcast, my new format, in common-sense-in-america.com. Previous to this, I was posting on Buzzsprout and Common Sense and Ramblings in America, and you can still see all those, or listen to all those podcasts. All you have to do is go to my, because this is a site that I'm posting my podcast on, is also the same site that I have my blog on. So all you have to do is go to categories and type in podcasts, and you'll have access to all of these previous podcasts that I've done over the years. Some are still pertinent, and also you will find in that list of podcasts are several of my books that I have written and that I've basically converted into an audio book format. So you have access to those too. There's probably almost a dozen books on there. So today, I am going to discuss some stuff that's going to happen, or has happened in 2026 already, and things that I've come across. I've discovered I've been listening to a lot of other podcasters that do it basically full-time, and I've found out some things that are pretty much a little discouraging. First of all, I'm going to talk about Smartmatic. This is a voting software, hardware thing that we've been using for some of our elections, and it was also involved in the 2020 election as well. And surprisingly enough, this company was bought out years and years, decades ago, should I say, by Venezuela. Amazing, huh? So having a communist or socialist country controlling quite a few of our elections is not something I would really want to continue on with. And we've heard in the past that some of the other software and hardware things are eminently hackable, and they have backdoors and all this kind of stuff. And so they've discovered that there's been a lot of shenanigans, basically. A lot of election people have been elected that probably never would have gotten elected if they would have actually been legitimately with paper ballots and day of elections voting. So we need to go back to the old ways. We need to go back to paper ballots, hand counted, and basically the old ways. I mean, and have a big holiday for Election Day where all but the necessary jobs that you have the day off, basically. You know, like hospitals and that kind of stuff, or, and police and firefighters will have to work, of course, and other things, key jobs, but the vast majority of them, offices and all this kind of stuff, and school teachers and all these things that can take the day off, we'll take the day off. This will help. And of course, you'll still have some people that cannot go to a location for voting, and they will still be able to have the paper ballots as always. And also those that are from the military that are no longer, that are not stationed in the United States, so they can vote as well. Those things will stay the same, just be monitored more closely. So, yeah, it's kind of like, wow. And Trump, President Trump, just put out there more and more information about the 2020 election and how, like, in Georgia, hundreds of thousands of votes were suspect and ballots run through and through again. And in other states, going from, I think, New York to Pennsylvania, if I'm saying whatever, they just truck full of ballots has disappeared. Despite all the bad things that happened under Biden's presidency, we're kind of a little bit better off by having a 4-year period between Trump's two presidencies. Because if he would have been elected in 2020, he most assuredly would have been impeached again and again and again and again. And it's really not really sure how effective his presidency would have been. it would have been more of the same. They'd already impeached him twice in his first term. So what we have to do now is ensure that the 2026 midterm elections, the Democrats are not able to take back over Congress and the Senate. We cannot allow them to do that. So everybody has to bug up, all the Republicans that are Republican voters, should I say, or red voters. We tend not to go to midterm elections. We tend just to go and vote for the four-year elections. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of presidents, they lose their effectiveness in the second part of the term. And it just seems to go that way. So if we can we take over and can maybe, I think what's going to happen is with all these, the states being realigned and all that with their voting areas, and I think with the new election, some of that will take effect, that we actually may have more Republican zones, basically, where Republican voters and politicians have a better chance of, you know, getting things passed through, basically winning the elections, and hopefully that'll make a difference. So that'll also maybe take some of the brunt off of the typical midterm woes that we suffer. So that's something. Also, unless you were probably living in a cave, you would have heard about the Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro being captured along with his wife, which I can never remember her name, but it's not really important. So they're going to be, hopefully, found guilty in New York. But it's not just the New York state courts that are going to be trying them. Apparently, there's charges going to be filed by Florida as well. So if New York doesn't convict Maduro and his wife, Florida most assuredly will. So, and there's, I guess, a couple other cases that are going to be tried also in Florida, along with some of the politicians and shenanigans that have been happening. Also in Minnesota, I know it's not only just Minnesota, it's Chicago, Illinois, and it's also California as well, that huge amounts of money are being stolen from the voters and being sent, some cases, to terrorist organizations. Also, in some cases, it's being sent back to the Democratic politicians so they can have campaign funds. So yeah, they're getting more money that's being just nobody knows about. So that's why they can have these huge elections, and that's why one of the reasons why they're winning. The Democrats have not know one way of doing things, and that's by cheating. They don't have any legitimate ideas as far as how to run the country, and saying that you're for open borders, and saying that you're for men and women sports, and transsexuals, and having sex change operations and all this kind of shit on children. That what the hell is that? All that is, and trying to get rid of guns. It's just trying to divide the country so socialism and then communism can take over. That's all it's about. They hate the country, they hate prosperity, and they want to keep on, perpetuate their control of the country. And so they can continue having insider trading and making fortunes off this, and having all these corporations basically bribing them so they can continue with their policies, So insurance companies can continue making money, pharmaceutical companies and big food, big pharma, continue with their profits. So, yeah, not really cool. But so hopefully, now, one of the things, and all this money that's being stolen, billions and billions of dollars and shipped to other countries and all that, our infrastructure would be in so much better shape. Our bridges, our roads, our dams would all be in better shape. And another thing I just discovered, as I'm learning so much, is that our oil refineries, apparently the original oil that was discovered like in Texas and also in California is thicker crude oil. Okay, it's kind of like what is what they're getting in Venezuela. So most of the refineries were geared towards that kind of refining, that kind of oil. And then now, the oil we're getting now in the United States is we're like one of the big, actually the number one producer of oil. And is clearer, thinner oil. It's actually higher quality, but we were not set up to refine that. And apparently to retool these refineries would cost billions of dollars. Geez, if that money hadn't been stolen, we would have had enough money to redo all those. And we wouldn't be dependent on Canada's shale oil or bogs, whatever you want to call it. Sorry. And Venezuela's oil. So that's one of the reasons why we're exporting or sending oil to other places they can refine our oil. It's a mess. We need to, they don't talk about that. We need to get our refineries re-geared so we can concentrate on our own oil. And frankly, instead of importing, just keep our own. Just use our own oil. Why? What's eventually going to happen? There will be a shortage of oil at some point in time. And then we'll be screwed again. But right now, if we just use our own oil and not give it to other countries or sell it or whatever, we will be energy independent for decades and decades and decades. We'll be in a catbird seat. That's what I think we should do. We don't need to export it. Now that we got all this money coming in from all the tariffs and all the investments, which one thing has got me worried about is this, all these money coming to this country, basically, are they just buying our damn country? What are they doing? Okay, I mean, I know we got, like, China bought a lot of land, and freaking Bill Gates bought a lot of land, which is farmland, which has got me worried. It's like a couple 100,000 acres he owns now. And I think what he wants to do is, I think he wants to grow more soy and stop the cattle. I think he wants to go to the tofu and shit like that. I don't know how he's got against cows. So I think that's one of the things he wants to do. I also think that he is using messenger RNA infected mosquitoes so he can, like, vaccinate the people or infect people with these vaccines or whatever. So they're basically, I think he's trying to reduce the fertility levels of men and women so the populations will go down. We've already had problems now with deglobalization. Yes, globalization hurt the United States somewhat, but it also allowed countries to become more profitable and the people to have reach higher standards of living because they were able to, instead of just growing subsistence crops for their own people, they were able to grow more profitable cash crops and export them and then get better food for themselves and all this kind of stuff. Also for technology. So there's a lot to say about, you know, globalization and marketing. So not every country can be totally self-sufficient. And the United States is one of the countries that probably could do it. We could get away with not having any imports, I think, if we go back to being production quality, you know, doing our factories, so opening them back up again. which is one of the things that's going to happen. But the thing is that the birth rates have dropped. And it's like the Democrats are trying to change our demographics in this country. They wanted all these birth abortions and all that. Anytime birth abortions, right up to the day that the baby's ready to be born. And by doing this, millions of children have been killed off. Okay. And not to mention also all this fentanyl and drugs that are coming to this country, and hundreds of thousands of people have died from that, and then more people have died from COVID. So it gives you an idea that if it wasn't for immigration, our population would be going down just as bad as China or Russia or whatever. And so our young population is diminishing, and that's the population that's going to give birth to more children. You got people like me that it's in their 60s. We're not going to have children at this age, unless you married somebody really, really much younger than us, ourselves. So maybe. And now we're going to find that we're going to have problems with food production. Russia and Ukraine are one of the highest, besides the United States and a few other countries, of production of wheat. And now that Ukraine's not really growing any wheat because they're fighting, and Russia's doing the same thing, and 20 to 30,000 people are being killed, young people, every week, Russia's going to find themselves, or they're going to be short a whole generation. Their population is going to age dramatically, just like China, and just like North and South Korea, and a lot of the other Asian countries, Japan too, but Japan is actually working around that. So, I don't know. So we got to really concentrate on our country, and hopefully we're going in the right direction. So the concern I have, J.D. Vance, as far as what's going to happen when Trump is out of office, will J.D. Vance have the backbone to continue on with President Trump's agenda? And will Marco Rubio, or are they just acting tough because Trump is there? It's easy to act tough when you got, it's like, say you have a big brother, okay, that's like a football player, and you're just a little small little runt, right, in junior high school or whatever, and you're getting picked on, but your big brother protects you. So it's easy for you to be kind of brave and go and say, hey, what are you doing? My brother can kick your brother's ass or whatever, that kind of shit. So is that what we kind of have with Marco Rubio and all these guys? And have a J.D. Vance are acting tough. So, I don't know. But, so we'll see. I'm trying to think what else I want to talk about here now. So, yes, we definitely got to win the midterms. That's a big deal. And we got to continue on with our building these plants and all that. But is AI really their nirvana? I don't know. It's one of those things is like, I've used it in writing several of my books. I kind of like each chapter, I have like a starting point, and I have an AI section in there. It's like maybe a page long. And then I go on. I did that with my book, 2-volume set on the economy, the history of the economy of the United States. So I found that very helpful. But I also finding that I think AI is going to be used more and more in making of movies. And I think what's going to happen is that actors will not be acting in many of their movies. Anything that's dangerous, I think they'll just be using AI-generated images or whatever that'll be doing it. They won't even need stunt people anymore. Everything will be done by computer. And at some point in time, I think, in maybe 20, 25 years, maybe even less, you will have these actors that they'll be scanned and their voice imprinted and all that, and they'll just be given royalties and they won't even have to make movies anymore. They'll just, I don't know what they'll do. They'll get like a stipend and that'll be it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. And do people really want to watch that? Yeah. It'll give a much more, it'll be cheaper to make the movies for one. So what I'm trying to say is, what are we going to do with this AI? I mean, really, besides making people's lives easier, it's going to be easier for people to get college degrees, writing their papers and all that, because everything will be AI generated. Or they're going to have tools, a teacher going to have tools to figure out, hey, I recognize all these phrases. You didn't write this year. The computer did it. I don't know. Is it going to make people lazier? Or what? Or is it going to make people less likely to get in relationships because now they have artificially generated mates, basically, that you can sit there and talk to, and you can have your whatever sex shit, I don't know. And it's really, really weird. And some of these AI-generated images, the women are really beautiful. Yeah, I'm quite impressed. But so I don't know. So where exactly the hell are we going in this country or in this world, really? But all I know is in Minnesota, Chicago, and California and all that, there's just so much corruption and so much money is being stolen from the voters. And you got Ilhan Omar. How the hell did she get elected? Obviously, she got elected because of there being so many Somalis in Minnesota in her district. And that's how she won. But Somalia, besides South Sudan, is the second most corrupt country in the world. They don't even have a viable government. But yet, we're accepting all these people to come in this country. And we're acting surprised that they're corrupt as all hell. And, of course, what about the Somali pirates, you know? And so they're just corrupting the hell out of our country. And also, they have autism. They're like, it was like just a couple million dollars that the state was using for autism, treating autistic kids. And then the right numbers went up to over $200 million. So I'm wondering if really autism is as high as the numbers we keep on hearing, or are they artificially increased by these Somalis? I don't know. But I do know, I'm just going to start reading a new book that is about vaccinations. And I've written some articles about vaccinations and how I believe that the increased number of vaccinations is causing autism. The problem is that pharmaceutical companies are protected. If people die from being vaccinated, they can't be sued because they are protected by the federal government. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. I understand why President Trump did that for COVID. Because this way it made people go faster. But they used technology that was eminently dangerous, that they knew was going to cause problems because it did it previously with the avian bird flu. It made people more susceptible 6 months later after the vaccination of actually getting the infection and getting it worse. So then you had to keep on getting updated vaccinations, which is kind of like the point. So, I don't know. Things are really getting crazy. So, All I know is we got to make sure President Trump is not hurt. Nobody's assassinated him. He's safe. And then he's able to continue on with what he's trying to do. And people need to be patient. The problem is you've got the courts with all these judges that have been appointed by Biden, Obama, and Clinton. I don't think it goes back further than that. But that are fighting every step of the way. So I think that 2026 is going to be a better year for everything. I think we're actually going to start getting some convictions. I'm hoping anyway. I'm not willing to give up on them yet. Those that are just are listening to too much bullshit. Okay. They need to do some work for themselves instead of listening to CNN and MSNBC and CBS and ABC and NBC newsing. So that's what I think about that. So, yeah, this is going to be a big year. Another thing, in order for us to really improve our country, is we need to get rid of the filibuster, okay? So President Trump can have all of his executive orders codified into law, so they'll be long-lasting. Now, if J.D. Vance wins, at least his executive orders will be safe for another 4 to 8 years. And then you've got Marco Rubio that could. I mean, we could have a long list of. But we got to get through this first midterm with President Trump's second term. And because if he doesn't, if we do not keep the majority in the House and in the Senate, he will definitely be impeached and he will be kicked out of office. And then J.D. Vance will be basically emasculated because he'll be too terrified to do anything. Because then they'll say, okay, we're going to get rid of you. And then it's the Speaker of the House. Who's like, well, okay. I don't think that's going to be very good with Johnson. I don't think he would have the backbone to fight. So things are not that good just yet. Okay. So that's very important. So I guess I'm going to call it a day, and hope I didn't ramble on too much. But, all right. As always, watch your six, protect yourself, and don't give up the fight because it's not over yet.